Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. And give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. God's power is real. The anointing of God is solving issues and changing lives practically. And our prophet has declared 7 wonder-filled, wonderful weeks. Amen. Expect your miracle in these 7 weeks in Jesus' name. Now the Bible says in Psalm 65 verse 11, God will crown your year with goodness. Expect the goodness of God as the year goes to a close. Amen. Our first testimony today is coming all the way from Zebila in the Upper East region of Ghana. Amen. I'm a church member from Zebila in the Upper East region. My testimony is about how I got healed at the Independence Square last year during the Good Friday service. Last year, I felt ill and I became very weak. I couldn't eat for days. Various tests and scans were done, but they couldn't diagnose what was wrong with me. At the Good Friday service, when Bishop Dagrod Mills was praying, I felt cold all of a sudden, and immediately I felt something going out of me. And from that time to this, I have been well. I don't feel ill. I don't feel ill again or weak again. I don't have to spend so much money running tests anymore. God bless you, Bishop Dagrod Mills, for praying for us all the time. Why don't you put your hands together for a powerful testimony? The Bible says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I will not put the diseases of the Egyptians upon you. This December, this holiday season, God is going to preserve your life in Jesus' name. Amen. And our second testimony is coming from our sister Abigail Alote. She's from YMCA Basenta in Accra. Put your hands together for her as she comes upstage. Abigail, what has God done for you?
I want to bless the name of the Lord for helping me pass my exam successfully.
Wow, you are blessing the name of the Lord for helping you pass your exam. What exam was it?
As the nursing licensure exams. So you can even graduate, but if you don't pass, you cannot be a nurse.
Okay, so how did it happen?
So somewhere in July, I was preparing for the exams, and before then I met a lecturer, one of my lecturers, and she started saying that this church people, you have to hold the church, you have to pass the exams. So stop church, concentrate on the exam, so that after the exams you go back to church. And I was so discouraged, the way she said it, I was so discouraged, but I encouraged myself. And the week before the exams, Daddy prayed for us, but that period was not a period for examination. So I really believe that he prayed for me. So we started the exams, everything went on well, and the final day for the exams is known as the Viva. You can't the Viva. So you come before a panel and they ask you questions concerning a book you have written about a patient. So a day before the exams, I realized I had made a terrible mistake in the final chapter, and I had already submitted it. I couldn't do anything about it.
You realize you had made a mistake in your book that you were, that the panel was going to go through, but you had already submitted the book. You see, whilst Prophet was away, most of you were writing exams. I don't know what you wrote in your exam. Maybe you made some mistakes, and the lecturer has your script. You submitted your project work already, but God can still move for you. Let's hear the rest of the testimony.
So before then, that day, I took my mantle. Daddy gave us a mantle in the month of February. I took it to the exam hall, and when it was my turn, I went. He started asking questions, I was answering. So when he got to the final chapter, the part I had made a terrible mistake, just when he was about to ask me a question, he looked at his watch and he said, "It's okay, God, your time is up, go."
When he was about to ask the problem, he said, "It's okay." Hey, I used to stand out like that. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Your mistakes will be overlooked. mistake of yours will be overlooked according to the prophecy that has gone ahead of you. The Bible says to one is given the word of knowledge and to another is given the gift of prophecy, but by the same Spirit to profit everybody. Today you will profit in Jesus' name. As the servants of God ministers under the anointing, you will receive profits in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So were you able to pass the exam?
Yes, when the results were released, I went, and by the grace of God, I had passed in all five subjects, including the one with the terrible mistake. I want to thank God so much for using our prophet to speak over our lives. And I want to encourage you, keep listening to the podcast, the prayers, soak it in day and night. Believe in it. God has done it for me, and he'll do it for you. Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Your exams will go well too. Your papers will come through in the name of Jesus. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy you will receive. Let us put our hands together for our sister Aquilelai as she shares her powerful testimony. God has moved in her life. Wow, isn't she looking gorgeous? Give it up for her. Greater love, God. Give it up for her. Aquile, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for miracle money that I received through the prophecies of our prophet.
You want to thank God for what?
Miracle money that I received through the prophecies of Prophet Doug Ewan Mills.
Wow, how did it happen?
Okay, so when the sermon began, my dad gave a clear-cut instruction that he's putting an amount of money into my account, and that was it, till the semester ended. So as the semester was coming to an end, I saw that, Charlie, the money where we were getting to, I will not survive till the end. So I needed a miracle desperately.
And what happened when you came to church?
I came for one of the revival sessions with Prophet, and then he asked all the people who had received miracle money to come and testify. So as they were testifying, Prophet took the microphone and he said, henceforth you will receive miracle money in thousands.
He said what?
Henceforth you will receive miracle money in thousands.
Henceforth you will receive miracle money in thousands. Receive it in Jesus' name. And what happened?
So on Monday morning, that is the day after Prophet prophesied, my daddy just called me and he said, I need to see you. Come home. So I went home and he put in my hand 250 CDs and he said, you know what? I've changed my mind. I'm going to put some money into your account this week. He said, I'm going to put something small into your account this week.
He said, I'm going to put something small. And he gave you 250 CDs. That's a miracle already. Isn't it a miracle? Because he said he's not going to give you any money, but he gave you 250 CDs. And then he said he's going to put something small in your account. And what happened after that?
So when I went to school, I was telling all my friends that I'm the next person to receive money in thousands. And I told one friend, and as soon as I finished saying it, I received a notification from Ecobank saying an amount of 1,000 CDs had been deposited into my account.
Hey, an amount of what?
1,000 CDs.
1,000 Ghana CDs. Are you sitting down like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Receive your money in thousands too. Receive your money in thousands too. And listen to me. Just in case you are thinking that this girl receives 1,000 Ghana CDs every week, like she's a receiver of thousands. Have you ever received 1,000 CDs in your life?
So, no child receives that amount of money in my family.
In your life, in your existence as a human being, have you ever held 1,000 CDs?
At all.
Oh, is this a miracle or is not a miracle?
It's a miracle.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. You are the next person to receive miracle money in the thousands. Wow. So what do you have to say?
I want to encourage you all to believe in the prophecies of our prophets, because this is somebody who told me, he gave a clear-cut instruction. He said, no more money till the same ends. But when the prophets prophesied, the laws were broken, the tables turned around, and the prophecies came to pass in my life.
Hey, she said when the prophet prophesied, the laws were turned around, the tables were turned around, and the prophecies came to pass. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Every law is being broken, every table is turning around, the prophecies will come to pass. I want us to put our hands together for our brother Felix as he testifies of what God has done for him. Alexa Mayo Bediako from Manakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. What has God done for you, Felix?
I want to give the Lord glory for healing my dad by the grace of God, and also providing miraculously for the surgery that he had to go through.
Okay, how did it happen?
So in the month of August, we went home after break, and then when I go home, I heard the news that my dad has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. So the doctor said it was not something serious. You just need to take medication and come for checkup, and you'll be fine. So one of the checkups, he went, and the doctor told him that now the prostate cancer is terminal.
What does terminal mean?
Terminal means that if he doesn't perform surgery as soon as possible, he could die from it. So, and the surgery was over 2,000 Ghana cedis, and my both parents were out of jobs. So we were also wondering, it was also an issue, a problem, how to get money to pay for the surgery. I remember,
and what happened when he came to church?
When we came to church, I remember in the month of October, the prophet was praying during one of the prophet encounter service, and he says that you are going to receive answers to your prayers in the next 3 months.
You are going to receive answers to your prayers in the next 3 months. And were you praying about this issue?
It was one of my main issues I was praying about. So what happened was that, and after that, the prophet also, I remember he also prophesied that you see the spirit of death coming, and he said the spirit of death should go back, pushing the spirit of death to go back. And he also said that you are receiving good news through your phones.
Wow.
So within 3 weeks after that prophecy, my mom started making calls. I mean, she was making calls earlier, but there was no positive news. But now when she made calls, people were saying that, oh, I will send money, give me the account number, give me the mobile money number, how much do you need? Like, we're getting positive news to receive money to pay for the surgery. And I remember this month of December, a prophet prophesied and said, yeah, it's going to be 7 weeks of wonder filled. And then the Tuesday on the first Sunday, he declared the 7 weeks, I was awake at 4 a.m. during my quiet time, and I received an SMS on my phone that my dad just came out from the surgical room. He has been healed. All bills has been cleared. He's healed. He's fine. He's fine. Everything is gone. All the bill, every single CD has been paid for and cleared for.
His dad is healed. The surgery was successful, and every bill has been paid for. Hallelujah. This brother is here giving God the glory. Because you see, the doctors performed the surgery. Her mom raised the funds to pay for it. But he recognizes the hand of God that's moved in organizing this deliverance that has come to his family. Why don't you put your hands together and give God the praise? Hallelujah. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. And our final testimony is coming from our brother Tebaho Moses from the prestigious Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. I think God is moving in Anakazo this December. I don't know why, but I think he's moving there. Tebaho, what has God done for you?
Okay, greetings everyone. I just want to thank God and give God all the glory for promoting my wife and I from economy class to first class.
Promoting you from where?
From economy class to first class.
Why don't you receive your promotion too in Jesus' name? How did it happen? Tell us.
Okay, there was a certain Sunday, I believe it was during the prophetic encounter, when our prophet came to church and he said, God laid it in his heart to pray for us. And then the same Sunday during the communion service, he said, he prophesied quite a couple of things. But I remember there was a point he said, you are being promoted. You are being promoted. You are being promoted from economy class to first class.
He said you are being promoted from economy class to first class. And what happened?
Okay, during the August vacation, my wife and I and my brothers traveled home. And then what happened is when we got to the airport, we bumped into one of our members, church members back at home, in the airport before we actually boarded the plane. Now, they went ahead of us because little did we know that he was a senior cabin crew member for that flight. And then just as we were about to board the plane, he was one of the people checking the boarding passes. And then what happened is, when my wife and I approached him, he called us, and then he said to us, I'm giving you a second honeymoon. And then he took our boarding passes, and then he scratched the old seat numbers, which were in the economy class. And then he wrote the new seat numbers in the first class.
He scratched the old seat numbers, which was in the economy class, and he rewrote a new seat number, which was in the first class. Whatever document is before you, that has the bad information on it, it is being scratched, and a new one is being written for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Have you ever sat in first class before?
No. It was actually my second time flying.
It was the second time? Second time on the plane.
Second time on the plane.
And you were in the first class
first class.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? You are the next person to fly first class. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So what do you have to say to Boho?
Okay, I just want to encourage everyone to believe the prophecies of our Father. Remember, the prophecy you believe is the prophecy you receive.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy you will practically receive. The Bible says to one is given the word of knowledge by the Spirit, and to another is given the gift of prophecy by the same Spirit. Today, God will minister to you through the gifts of God He has given us in this house. Receive your blessings in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
It seems no one wants to marry me. I feel congratulating them. Oh, when will it be my turn to get married? Hear someone say, I love you, girl. There's just no one who seems interested. No one looks at me twice. Oh, but I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I look to him, my face lightened up, and I'm no more ashamed. Oh, oh, oh. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from his troubles. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted him. The young lions, they suffer hunger, but those that do seek the Lord don't need it. experience will make you strong. Jesus Christ, our Lord, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, Jesus, pick me up of the miry clay, and Jesus. Set my feet upon a rock to stay. He washed me in His blood and He made me new again. I will continue to come to church every day. I will continue to serve the Lord. Because you fell into sin, please don't take any notice of those who mock at you. What Jesus says is what matters most, and no one can condemn you when Jesus says, I forgive you, I justify you by my blood, pick you up from the miry clay. Set your feet on a rock to stay. Today I do a new thing in your life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
He saved you, He saved me.
saved us for all time. What about others? Oh, yeah. He saved you. He saved me. Oh, but what are we doing for the others? Multitudes, multitudes are waiting in the valley of decision. Oh yeah, they're waiting, they're hoping to hear the gospel. They don't know Jesus Christ, they are lost and dying souls. He saved me, yeah. He saved us for all time. What about others? Whoa. He saved you. He saved me yesterday. But what are we doing for others? Why do we sit and wait while millions go to hell? Their blood is on our hands. It's time to preach the word, oh yeah. The gospel of Jesus in its pure and simple form is what is missing now in the church. What are we preaching? He saved you and he saved me. Oh yes, he saved us for all time. What about others? Whoa. He saved you and he saved me. Oh yeah, but what are we doing for the others? We are the salt of the world, light of the world. Are we really shining, shining like we should? We are the salt of the world and the light of the world. Are we really shining as the light of the world? He saved you and he saved me. Saved us for all time. But what about many others? He saved you and he saved me. Oh, what are we doing? Oh yeah, for others. Tell me, what are we doing?
What a blessing. I think you can do better. First Love Church, your prophet is home. I think you didn't hear me. First Love Church, your prophet is back home this afternoon. And I tell you, can you feel the presence? Can you feel that something good is about to happen? Are you excited to welcome back your prophet? We want to say we missed you. We've been looking forward to you coming back. We were watching you on Facebook. We were listening to you on the podcast. But we are so excited and we are so happy and we feel so blessed to have you amongst us again.
Father, I thank you for hearing our prayers this morning. Thank you for coming into our midst to speak to us. Thank you for touching our lives. Thank you for blessing us. We are grateful. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Let your peace come on everyone here, Lord. And let your blessing rest upon us who are seeking you, Lord. Help us to draw closer to you, Jesus, and experience your blessings. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Before we continue further with today's a little bit of our wonder-filled, wonderful salvation, I want us to pray about marriage. Because I feel it's time to be found. Amen. I said it's time to be found. Shh, quiet, please. And hello, please, 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 listen to what I'm sharing with you. Now, marriage is like something that is supposed to make you happy or fill in a gap for something you don't have. But for many people, is their number one problem. Now, I just want us to pray concerning marriage for all of us, whether you are married, not married, wanting to be married, or you don't even want to be married. Whatever. Now, marriage is not as simple as it looks, because there are some abnormalities and some unusual things that are happening all the time. Number one, God is the one who really chooses somebody for you. If we go back to the original marriage between Adam and Eve, it's God who chose Eve for Adam. Not Adam who went to choose Eve. Yeah. God chose Eve for Adam. Then number two, it is God who knew that Adam needed a wife. Even Adam didn't know that he needed somebody. Yes, Adam did it. Adam was cool. Like he was in the garden. Was there a problem? Yeah. So Adam didn't know that he needed somebody. But God knew. So God knows what you need. Then God knew what would suit Adam. So he said, I'm going to make him a help meet, or meet is suitable. Because not everybody is suitable for everybody. So when you get an unsuitable, that word meet, help meet, the word meet, I'll make him a help meet. Oh, is that what it says, American, suitable? Yes. Put an American Bible there. I'll make him a helper suitable. Not every girl is suitable for you. Yes. And because we are just about to pray, and I want us to pray well. For those, even those who are married, those who are not married. Not everybody is suitable. There are some unsuitable marriages. They don't suit each other. So it's what we call an IMC, an ill married couple. Ill married, like the marriage was not a good arrangement. And whenever you are in an ill married situation that is not yet married, you must break up. When you are in a relationship and you are quarreling, it's a sign to break up in the relationship. If you keep quarreling in a relationship and you go ahead and marry, you are a fool. Usually. Fool in the sense that you can't see that this thing, it's hopeless. You haven't even started to marry. And it's endless quarrels and always unhappy. I mean, your foolishness is not clear to you, but you, to be clear later. Because it's a seesaw. What you see is what you saw. Yeah. But you know, so it's something God is doing in this prophetic moment now. God is finding people. That is, if you trust Him. If you trust Him, He will give you, He knows what you need. I've been married for, I've known my wife, I've been in a relationship for 32 years. Yeah. I mean, what I know now is not what I knew 32 years ago. I mean, 32 years is a long time of being in a relationship or committed to one person. So obviously what I know now is different from what I knew 30 years ago. And what I think now is different from what I thought then. You don't know. So really, you actually need God to really help you to choose. You can't know. That's what I think. You can't know. That's why the pastors, if you people had faith, we would be. But anyway, what I'm doing now is helping you to not go into an unsuitable marriage. If you listen to what I'm saying, I don't need to sit with you personally. I've told you already. You know. This leads to this. And never follow the tears. If you have to break up, don't follow that. When people are crying, no, they will cry more when you marry. The tears will be times 1,000. The tears will be more. You wish, you said that we should have cried the small one and let your life go on than to take on somebody and let the person cry. Yes. There are two types of good-looking marriages. Sit down. Two types. There are those that are good and also good-looking. And there are those that are bad and good looking. Yes. Many people have everybody's divided into these two. Yeah. So, but it is deceptive because the good looking, because you see, apart from everything in society, people like to have a good impression. So even the bad try to look good. Even if it's not good, it's like, Charlie, let's look good. Let's take a picture. Let's kiss in public and take a picture. See, we like each other. You see that we are in love. Something for the cameras. Let's hold hands and let's be stroking ourselves gently in public so that... Yes. You make a dress and I'll make a tie out of the material that you used to make your... The material that you used to make your dress, I'll make a tie. And I'll wear the tie when you wear your dress. Amen. So, I sense in my spirit that God is going to bring you or choose you. Now, the play that we watched today, I don't know if you have a video of it, but it's an important drama for every young lady. Because the sister was advised. She was advised, say yes to everything and flow. As soon as the boy, that's where the curse starts to come in. As soon as a good brother came to her and started to say something good, she reacted. We were all shocked here. I was sitting there, I was saying, oh. Why? What's wrong with the girl? She's about to be blessed and she's spoiling her life. She's actually spoiling her life practically in front of everybody. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Do you know that the advice, simple advice of say yes, flow, it looks almost like too simple. You can't imagine how, if you marry and you have in your mind, say yes and say sorry, genuinely, almost everything. Learn to say yes and to say sorry. You'll be surprised. These two words will be like magic wand to your life. To say yes and to say sorry. Oh. Kayla Bashaka. So God is about to choose somebody for you.
Professor.
Now, there are some realities that are very difficult to relate with, but they are real. That's number one. God knows what you need. You don't know. Most of us young men, we want sex. It's the main thing we are after. But we don't know what we really need. As for the sex, you know it. But after the sex, you don't know what other things you... Because the sex is 5 minutes. Remainder 23 hours and 55 minutes. What is going to happen in the 23 hours and 55 minutes after? That is the part you have not thought about. But your need for sex has blinded you to those 23 hours, 55 minutes left. Kabasha.
Are
you listening? Sit down. So, the other thing is that what you need changes with time. That's the other thing. So what you need today, like what you need today, when you were born, you needed pampers and little small dresses and toys and dolls. Now what you need is different. So as you grow through life, what you need changes. So sometimes you may have somebody who supplies your need at this stage, then later it's not working because the stage has changed. And that person was good for this one, but not good for all or for some. Yes. So that's why God has to choose. And I see him choosing. Then the other thing is that when God designed marriage, we were all perfect. In Genesis chapter 2. We fell in chapter 3. And marriage was introduced in chapter 2. And we fell in chapter 3. Yes, 1, and then by 3 we were gone. So, it is intended for two good cars to drive on the motorway together. Like this. But now, one has had an accident and one has an engine problem. And they are both supposed to go together on the motorway. You see that it's not going to be so easy to stay together. And then, nature rarely has one male animal with one female. And in the Bible, we are taught about things that nature teaches. It says, doth not nature itself teach you? This is one of the things we use to teach about homosexuality. That no male animal has sex with a fellow male. Lizard, snake, dog, cat, leopard, lion, giraffe, giraffe, horse, bull, cow, baboon, nobody. And we use this scripture, does not even nature itself teach you. So we see nature teaches us things. And in the same way, nature shows, it's only some birds who have one partner. But not two rare birds. Very rare birds. So you are already entering, and when you enter into marriage, you are entering into something that is somehow against nature. Yes. Somehow against your nature, but you not know. You may discard what I'm saying, you may take that what I'm saying is just, but I'm showing you something in the Bible. You may not like to listen to what I'm saying, but I'm showing you. So that means that you are going to have to almost fight against nature. Yes. Another thing in nature, you see that the animals, when they are having sex, it's to give birth. So in nature, you find that when they are finished giving birth, they don't do these things. It's not on heat, and it's an old chicken that is not laying eggs. It's an old layer. Also nature. So for the woman, something that you finish the usefulness of, bringing forth my 1, 2, 3, I finished. That's nature. But now to be the entertainment object for somebody for more years. And you should check on the internet how often people have sex. You see, in their 20s, their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You would think it would be reducing. But surprisingly, when you check the internet, I won't tell you the figures. You can check it yourself. It's not everything I have to tell you. As a student, you must go and do your own research. So there's a lot of against nature things that we get into when we marry. That's why older people are sometimes not as excited about the marriages as the younger ones are. So just, wow! So both of you are going against nature. But I believe today, how many believe what I'm saying? God is choosing for you.
Yes, sir.
Somebody,
suitable.
I receive.
And all those who are already in, I see grace.
Prophesy.
Being given to you to do well in it.
I receive.
Stand up, everybody. Now, every girl here, all the sisters, you see, you are so many. That's why you must be humble when you marry. It's not a small thing to get a beloved. It's amazing that you have people becoming proud when they get married. Anyway, we are going to pray. So, first lovers, you are being found. I say you are being what? Found, and you are also finding. Let your hand begin to pray. Because God is the one who is choosing for you. Kama shatola mamandala baba.
Yes, Mokas Pahandora Bakashandabaya Rinamakosab Harekesto Venekesteri and Abahaya Lekobo Keshkeva Bahasure Ketobe Undeskea Limandus Mahatasto Rekebiatose Tekaso Barakiste Koriandabaya Maroboko Shika Paradiota Starianda Randi Bekesho Dabakosi Abadia Batosa Manteko Shabahanda Rabaya Rida Bala Shute Keriando La Babaria Stola Materia Kabaya Sondere Bekota La Baroko Shatariande Bea Mante Beko Simahatarianda Radica Bo Shateke Ivadi Vestoria Radimoko Shandabayata Anima Sombra Cristelio Redia Shokabaya Ivedebekosha Paruadie Radiso Matoriaba Lanja Barakus Meketeria Vario Sekeberito Lenjambro Combrekistea Rabatika Shaka Mivadisto Rondehe Hiatina Makosia Baha Mateisha Keduosa Rabatiko Shadabahanda Infantiste Kobua Rabatiko Shata Infadushke Palua Rabatia Shontere Kotalia Rebeke Shotariande Ipalushe Kebaratosha La Paroke Shetayaba Lambredushke Perudeves Libadoshe Keberiata La Radushe Emparagios Anderibiata Shetiria, La Pari on Peregishota, Lantenemekosha, Ipatia Sheketelia, Rabatiko Bahanta, Imparatia Shantenemekota, La Patia Shetelemeanda, Lejamanimo Shandalabaya, Inchanamo Shandalabaya, Ikabaradiboko Shandalabaya, Keso Rico Poto, Iadabahasha, Ivanomo Sombre Kisha,
John 15 verse 7. John 15 verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It shall be done. How many want a wonder-filled, wonderful marriage?
I do.
And wonder-filled, wonderful beloved. How many want to be a beloved all the days of your life? And not just a beloved for the initial beloved-osis season. Ask for it right now. You are abiding in him.
Yes.
His word is abiding in you.
Yes,
ask
Lord.
What you will.
Yes, Lord.
It shall be done for you. It shall be done for you.
Rabatika Shandola Babaria Kataya.
John 16:23 and 24. Yes, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive.
Hallelujah.
That your joy.
Hallelujah.
That your what?
Joy.
Joy may be full. So, God actually wants you to be happy. And he's actually asking you to pray so that you will actually be happy. How many believe that this is something wonderful? After this prayer, I'll tell you one thing. Just one thing. But it's only for some people. But listen, lift your hand. If you are not, you don't have, close your eyes and see. God has shown me 77 marriages that are taking place out of this prayer. Out of this prayer.
Hey, come on, see ya.
Lift it up.
I lift it up.
Jesus, joy.
Jesus, joy.
Jesus, joy.
Jesus, joy.
Joy.
Joy, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For sending.
For sending, Lord.
People into yes, our life, choosing yes. for us,
choosing for us,
what
Lord.
Is good for us,
what is good for us,
what
Lord.
We don't know that we need,
yes, Lord,
what we need,
yes, Lord.
Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you for blessing us. Come, Syria, come, Syria. Thank you for choosing for us.
Make every lady here beautiful.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Make
every sister.
Yes, Lord.
Every daughter.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless all your children, Lord. Bless everyone. Your daughters. Your sons.
With
good coupling.
Yes,
good
Lord.
Marriages.
Yes, Lord.
Good relationship. In the name of
in the name of Jesus. Oh, hey. Thank you, Lord.
For the blessing.
Hey, hey, hey.
Joy.
Joy, Lord.
Joy.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, those who don't want to marry much have usually got an alternative way to satisfy their needs. Yeah. That's why marriage is important for Christians. Because we don't have alternatives. Lift your hand and bind all types of alternatives.
I lift my hand right now.
That are coming
in the
to
name
your life.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Bind alternatives.
I lift my hand and I bind every alternative. Yes, Lord.
To the will of God.
To the will of God.
Alternatives. To the will of God. Alternatives.
To the will of God.
We bind.
alternatives. All types of alternatives. We find in the name of Jesus.
All those already married,
Jesus,
you can't come out till you are dead. Only death opens the door out of your marriage. Let's lift our hands and pray. All existing marriages,
yes, Lord,
are turning towards joy.
Towards joy.
Lift up your hands.
We lift our hands once again, Lord. Every marriage in this place, Lord. Everyone in marriage in this place, Lord. Turn the marriage into joy. We ask you to turn the marriage into joy. In the name of Jesus. Ria patua mashaka. Ria badibo shata. Ria kento na moyataya. We lift our hands one more time. We call upon you in prayers, in Christ and loud voices. And we say, oh,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Father, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For giving joy.
Yes, Lord.
Joy to those who are not in and those who are in.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for every lady here, every sister.
My God.
I thank you that there is nobody here,
yes,
who is ugly.
Yes, Lord.
No, you haven't made even one ugly person yet.
Shandabaya.
Thank you that I declare beautifulness
in the name of Jesus
on every sister.
Yes.
Attraction.
Yes.
Favor.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Everyone standing here is declared beautiful.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Attractive.
Yes.
Ah. Kala Shatoya. Whatever makes a person nice.
Come on, come on.
Choosable. Favorable.
Yes.
Likeable.
Yes.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes you suck people from your life.
Prophesy.
Whatever makes you make people take decisions against you.
Yes.
I break that curse over your life in Jesus' name. You are declared beautiful.
Yes.
Attractive.
Yes.
May you be chosen by men and by God.
Amen.
Ah, Maso Kalaba. I pray for every brother.
Yes.
My God. They are anointed to see.
I receive it.
They are anointed to see far.
I receive.
They are anointed to see beyond their sexual desires. They are guided by the Holy Ghost.
Guided by the Holy Ghost.
They are receiving the ones chosen by God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For great provision for your children today.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
And everybody shouted, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, Second Corinthians chapter 12. I said I'll tell you one thing after. That's what I want to say. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7. Now, how many want to really believe God? You know, that's why I don't want anybody to just say, oh, Bishop, I want to show you a beloved that you pray. Don't later come and say that you've chosen the wrong person. If you don't pray, don't expect to marry the right person. God is blessing you. Now, sometimes after when you choose or when God is choosing, this is what he may send to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. It said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations. There was given, so this is God gave. There was given unto me a messenger. Huh? A thorn in the flesh, so physical. He never gave what it was. Some people said it was a disease. Some people said this. There are people who say, don't say that it's your wife. Don't say that it's your husband. But it can be because it's in the flesh. You are one flesh. Is it not one flesh?
Wow.
The only thing that even enters your flesh is your spouse. So there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Kayla Bashakaya.
I receive.
Now, this person or thing was what? The messenger of Satan to buffet me. Now, this is something sometimes you see somebody has prayed and it seems that God hasn't answered the prayer. Rather, Satan, this is one of the, in my book here, How to Fight Your Invisible Enemies. Pick one for me. How do you fight your invisible enemies? You see, there's a chapter on that. It's one of the demonic transactions. Yes, Know Your Invisible Enemies. This is a very important book. Yeah. It's not one of the demons you can sack, because he's been given a legal entry to your life. Yes. Huh? Yeah. Because look at the words. The messenger of Satan was given to me to buffet me. But you see, that's why I say God is the one who chooses for you. Yes, it's here called chapter 14, demonic buffeting. We have demonic possession, demonic mixture, demonic oppression, different things, but there's demonic buffeting. Now, buffeting gives you this feeling of going up and down. So it gives you an up and down, always being thrown up and down. But it's for a spiritual reason, to give one of the greatest protections and blessing that a person can ever have, which is humility. Yes. Huh? It's a protection, because if you are proud, you become Lucifer. And when you become Lucifer, you are gone. Verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. So it's not something you can change. And the Lord said, after three prayers. So anything you've prayed three times for seriously, that's it. That's the answer has come. Verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. So God will give you grace. It's a type of marriage that some people have. But I pray you will not have it. But I want you to know that it exists. But I want you to know that it exists. But it's a type. Then he says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. So most gladly, therefore, I take glory in my infirmities. So it makes you weaker instead of stronger. So you have thought that the person is coming to help you. Strong, make you stronger, helper. But it now makes you weak. So your prayers change to this type. I thank God for my infirmities. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. And then verse 10. Beautiful. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches. There are people whose marriages is a reproach. They are even ashamed of the marriage. It's like, oh, when people are saying, oh, I sleep in my husband's arms every night. You are wondering that, it's a long time that I slept in anybody's arms. Yes. When people describe their marriages, you see, amongst married couples, when people describe their marriage, the other couples feel inferior. And they get worried. Is that what you are enjoying? Wow. Hey, Charlie. Yeah. People are having things. And it's like we don't have anything like this. So in reproaches, in necessities, a marriage can rather lead you to need many things. That's why I say to the young guys, those of you who are always struggling with the same pornography, masturbation, fornication, and so on, marriage can make you need it. But I told you, it goes against nature. The nature of the woman is to just use sex for giving birth. And the nature of the man is to have many partners. These two natures are against marriage. I'll speak to another. Let this group here, this area seem to accept what I'm saying more. I feel more at home here. Yeah.
We love it.
Yes. Necessities. Persecution, distresses. For Christ's sake. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. So if you can find that in that, you may rather be strong. So, but I pray that you don't have this.
I receive it.
Lift your hand and let's pray against it. But you see, God can give it to you, but we are saying, God, please. We beg. Lead us not into temptation. Lift your hand and pray for a moment. Lord, lead me not into temptation. In the name of Jesus. Kama
Shato Labata. I receive it.
Palo Rabala Bashandele Meke Baladale. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from wickedness of such a marriage, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with joy.
Yes.
We give you praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Receive your wonderful, wonder-filled, joy-filled, happy marriage in the name of Jesus from today. Say yes.
Yes.
and say sorry and receive joy.
Receive it.
In Jesus' name, you are blessed.
Professor.
God bless you. You may be seated. Now, Luke chapter 1, please. Wonderful, wonder-filled salvation. Please, let's look quickly at Luke 1. And we are going to be... This is Jesus. All right? Now... And Zechariah, that is talking about John the Baptist, was filled. And it says, the Lord, in verse 69, the Lord has raised up a horn of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. A horn of salvation. Everybody say, a horn of salvation.
A horn of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, verse 76. Thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Amen. Verse 77, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. It says, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift. Hallelujah. And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word. Have you tasted the good word?
Yes.
And the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. Seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them for whom it is dressed receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Verse 9. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. So, salvation is the great, wonderful gift God has given us. But there are things that must accompany our salvation. Amen. And one of the main things that accompanies salvation in your life is a change in your life. Once you are changed, when you are saved, there are some things that accompany your salvation. So you can't just say that you are experiencing the wonderful, wonder-filled salvation without the things that accompany salvation. Okay? So if you look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, what does it say? It says, it is impossible for those who were what? Once enlightened, okay? You were once enlightened. Have you been enlightened?
Yes.
Yes. And if you've been enlightened, that's salvation. And then have tasted of the heavenly gift. That is God's gift to us to be saved. Okay? Then the next thing is to be made a partaker of the Holy Spirit. Now, how many are speaking in tongues? Do you speak in tongues? How many don't yet speak in tongues? So that we can pray with you. Lift your hand like this. Beautiful. We need to pray for you more. How many of you here received Holy Spirit baptism recently when I prayed for everybody in front here? Can I see your hands? Yeah? Okay. Now, and you have tasted the heavenly gift and you have become a partaker of the Holy Spirit. All right, verse 5. And you have tasted the good word of God. How many are enjoying the word of God? Yeah. And then the powers of the world to come. So there are powers in the world to come. You know, in this world, you know, since the beginning of the human race on the earth, human beings have been discovering things that we didn't know. There are a lot of powers here. You see, like the internet, mobile phones, there's power, different things we didn't know. We can put on a phone and see somebody in America now. So like there are like powers and there's technology and inventions, and not just inventions. There are more inventions are actually discoveries. You see. So people like Einstein discovered E is equal to MC squared. The energy is equal to the mass times. The C is what? Speed of light squared. Is that the C? You're not sure. You've forgotten. Science students. No, the art students will be lost. Speed of light is equal to MC squared. Yes. You know? And different mathematicians discovered these things and the principle which makes a plane go into the air and stay in the air. These are all things they discovered. Archimedes' principle, isn't it? Pythagoras. What is the Pythagoras theorem? A squared plus B squared. C squared is equal to A squared plus B squared. Yes. You art students, you will not understand all this. C squared is equal to A squared plus B squared. Where C is the hypotenuse. Do you understand hypotenuse? Wow. So there are powers in the universe. Yeah. There are powers all over the universe. Even we don't even believe where these things are. Hell is below us. Hell is inside the earth. That's why fire comes out. There are 1,500 volcanoes on the earth now. Yeah. And they are so sometimes surprising. I watched a documentary where it showed a volcano that it erupted at midnight. It started actually erupting at 9, but then it really erupted at midnight. And the town nearby, they were all asleep. Yeah, it covered the whole city. Everybody died in the city. Thousands and thousands of people. Volcano. Yeah. Hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. Yeah. Maybe a bad person went to hell and then the thing came out. Yes. Amazing. So, there are many powers, but we are discovering all these powers. That's what makes people fall down. Scream. People have things coming out of them. Rolling, falling. You can't. It's from the time of Jesus, these things were happening. Amen. Back to Hebrews 6, please. Hebrews 6. Yes. And verse 5. If they shall, and have tasted the word of God and the powers of the world to come, continue. If they fall away, if you fall away from your salvation, it's not possible to renew them again to repentance. Why? Because the crucifixion of Jesus happened for your salvation. Everybody has one salvation. So we can't have salvation twice. You can't be saved twice, because then you need to crucify the Son of God afresh. So he has to come and be crucified for you. He has already been crucified for you. So you can't lose your salvation. You must be serious. Otherwise, you go to hell. Verse 7. Because the earth which drinketh in the rain that comes often upon it and brings forth herbs receives blessing. So if you are here and you keep on receiving rain, you are expected to bring out something good. Okay? But verse 8. But when you bring forth thorns, somebody waters you. Instead of bringing forth flowers, you bring thorns and pain. You get cursed and your end is to be burnt. You get it? And verse 9. But beloved, we are persuaded of better things that accompany salvation. So now that you are saved, now that we've found Christ, what are we going to do? All right. There are things which accompany, put it there, accompany salvation. Okay. So God expects some things to accompany the wonderful, wonder-filled salvation. Now, Kenneth Hagin had this story. I think it was the story I was listening to the night that I became anointed. I think it's that story. But I think he went to preach in somebody's church. All right? He went to preach in somebody's church. And that pastor's wife had left him. And I think, I'm not so sure, but I think he had married again. He had actually married again. So, one night after church, he was in the house with the pastor, just he and the pastor, and the pastor's little daughter. And the daughter, I think the father prays with the child every night before they sleep. How many will do that? Don't be a bushman. Try to learn some new things. Even if your father didn't pray with you, try to learn some new things. Hey, now, the man's daughter was waiting to pray. And in the end, he said, oh, come let Brother Hagin pray with us before you go to sleep. So the girl came and then they knelt down. As soon as he knelt down, he entered into a cloud. And he was there for 2 hours or more. Yeah. And that is when he had this vision. But is it concerned the man's wife? His original wife. You see, his wife was a singer. Very good singer. And she used to sing beautifully in the church. And he showed her a vision. Him a vision of the wife. Are you listening? Yeah. This story is important because the wife, because of the end of the story. One day the woman was in her house dressing. And as she looked in the mirror, you know, ladies like mirrors. She looked in the mirror and she said, wow, I'm so beautiful. And then in the vision, a demon came to sit on the woman's shoulder while she was looking at herself in the mirror. And the demon spoke to her and was talking to her. But she thought she was thinking. But she wasn't thinking. She was having demon putting thoughts into her mind. So some of the thoughts that come are demonic thoughts. They are from demon. But anyway, and the demon said, you would have been rich. You would have had a better life if you have not followed this man, pastor, poor pastor. He doesn't have anything. All these 20 years she had been married to him. Not 10, not 5, not 2, 20. But in the vision he saw, he said to the demon, get out in the name of Jesus. And the thing came off his shoulder and went away. But in the vision he came back. And she said, go away. Because the thoughts were, you are so beautiful. Girls, there is nothing to you that makes you more beautiful than anybody else. Your beauty is nothing. Girls are used as objects of disposable objects all over the world. It's true. You should be humble and rather say, Lord, show me favor in my life. There is nothing special about anybody. Go to the mortuary, you see it for yourself. If you are ever chosen, it's God's grace. Anyway. So, the third time, the spirit came and sat on the shoulder and said, you are a beautiful girl. Those are demonic thoughts. Beautiful means that like you are super of what? I want to tell you something, but I don't know whether I should say it in the microphone.
Say it.
Do you think I should say it?
Say it.
Okay. I don't know whether I'll say it though. So the thought came into the person's head again. But this time she entertained the thought. So he saw the thing move from her shoulder into the head. Then from the head, it moved down. He said the woman was like a glass in the vision. So it moved from the head and it came down into the here, and it was in there. Now, in the vision, God, Jesus said, I want to show you how the demon affects this person. So this lady, and I'm sure there were quarrels at home that will lead to the breakup of the marriage. So she probably there were issues, and as usual, they may have blamed the husband that he wants another woman, because that's our nature in terms of nature. I hope you understand what I'm saying in terms of nature. So she left, and the marriage was over. And the Lord was showing Jesus was showing Kenneth Hagin what was going to happen to the woman. And he told her that this is woman lost her salvation and will go to hell. Yeah. He said because of Hebrews 6, verse 4 and 5. Hebrews 6, he says, it is impossible those who have tasted the heavenly gift. She had been part of the gift. She had the gifts of the Spirit. She was singing. She was working for God. She was a partaker of the Holy Ghost. Then she had tasted the good word of God in church. Her husband had been preaching the good word for years. 20 years she was in the ministry. And she had seen the powers of the world to come. Do you see? And then, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves, you see, the Son of God afresh. So many people are not deep into salvation. But if you are deep into salvation and you fall away, it is all this, and then you go away and you want to come back. It'd be difficult. Now, he showed him the lady. After the marriage, he said, as at the time of this vision, the woman has had 5
different guys that she's with. And she's with a fifth person. So in the film, I say the film, the vision, or in the whatever, I don't know, the assemblies, or assemblies of God church, the elders of the church went to look for the woman to try to talk to her. So they went to the hotel where she was. I'm sure they were trying to resolve the marriage. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't be judgmental. You know, Amy Semple McPherson, she was divorced. So she was not accepted in Assemblies of God. That's why she formed her own church, Four Square Gospel. So Anglican Church and Four Square, they all came from divorces. Full churches. Yeah. Anyway, so when the pastors or elders went to the hotel, the lady opened it. She was naked with a nightgown. She opened the door with a nightgown naked. And she told the elders, "You go with your church things and your Jesus, whatever." So he said, in the vision, he said, you see, and he said, when she said that, that was it. Go away with your Jesus, church, whatever. I don't want it, all this, whatever. Go to hell, whatever. And he said, he saw her descending into hell. He said, she will go to hell. Yes. So you see, that's why he says, we are expecting some better things that accompany salvation than for you to fall away after knowing all these things that have come to us from through salvation. Salvation is a very great thing. Matthew 1:21. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save or sozo soteria, whichever the word is, his people from their sins. Now, your sins are the most terrible aspect of you. They are going to lead to problems by all means. All of us. Deuteronomy 28, look at verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Listen. It shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that what is going to happen? What? All these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Is that not so? And when all these curses come over you and overtake you, verse 16, cursed shalt thou be in the city. So a curse starts to follow you in the city. Or you don't understand what I'm saying? A curse starts to follow you in the city. How many want to be cursed in Accra? And a curse in the field. So that means that you are cursed in the developed place and the undeveloped place. So if it's Accra or Begro or Dan, any less developed place, there's a curse from sin. Because he said, if you don't obey me, verse 15, if you don't obey me, all these things will come on you. So for Jesus to come and save us from our sins means that he's saving us from all these things which are a result of us not following God. And you see, if you are not spiritual, you will not believe that sin leads to curses. It's only when you are spiritual that you realize that one thing leads to another. And even me, in my short life, I've noticed certain sins which lead to certain deaths at certain stages. In my short, I mean, because when I say short, what I mean is, how many years do you live to
to see when people die and how they die and why they die. You don't have so much chance in your own life. But I'm saying that even in my short life, I've noticed certain things. Yes, I've noticed certain things. That this leads to this, this leads to this, this leads to this, this leads to this. It's what I've seen. Curses. So, verse 17. Curse shall be thy basket and thy store. You remember that appellation? They say, he who fetches water with a basket. Behemoth or the... Yes. He can remove his ring through his shoulders and fetch water with a basket. Cursed shall be thy basket, or where you keep your money. Can't you see that even people who earn money, a lot of money, have curses? So they don't suddenly seem to be as happy or even be able to use the money happily. Many people have money and are not happy. True. It's from a sin. Cursed shall be thy stores. Like, that means there's nothing in your store. From sin. Sin, if we start with verse, can you make it smaller so that we put from verse 15? If you don't obey me, from verse 15, it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken to the voice to observe all his commandments, that all these things will happen to you. So, it's not even, whether somebody will catch you or not. It's if you fear God and you fear his word. You fear to steal because it will bring a curse. Curse will be your basket. Curse is your store. Let's go back. So make it smaller again. Your storeroom. Bank accounts will be empty. You sign checks that will be bouncing. But when your basket is blessed, it means your wallet is blessed. There's money. Your pocket is blessed. There's money. Your storeroom, your bank is blessed. That's why there's so much money in the world and so much poverty. One of the richest countries in Africa is Congo, and it's one of the poorest. Amazing. Huh? Amazing. This is a sin. So when Jesus came to save us from us, he came to save us from curse in the basket. Salvation means you are saved from the curse in the basket. And curse in the store. Save you from your sins, which are leading to all these things. Verse 18. Curse shall be the fruit of thy body. See, when you are young, you do not understand this. Most people don't know what it is till you have children. And that if your children are cursed, the fruit of thy body. When you grow, you will see that your prayers change from yourself to your children. True. You stop praying for yourself and you start praying for your children. Oh, Lord, let my child. I worry for the children that are coming. You know, I want to say, if you are a young person here, don't allow anybody to teach you homosexuality. And don't believe anybody who says you are homosexual. Don't believe it. It's a sickness. It's madness. Yes. Don't believe it. Don't let anybody rape you. Shh, quiet. Don't clap. Don't let anybody rape you. Don't let anybody train you. And if it has happened to you, don't believe it. That's happened to many people who have not said that they are homosexual. You don't have to accept it. Yeah. I hope you are listening. Yeah. Don't believe it. Don't believe nonsense. In the last days, the Bible says that as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. Have you seen that one before? As it was in the days of Noah, put it on the screen. As it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. No, the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Lot. L-O-T, Lot. Yes. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. In the days of Lot, homosexuality is open, it's blatant, it's arrogant, and it is violent. It's open, very open, very blatant. It's violent. They can kill you. They broke into Lot and he offered them his daughters. He said, no, we don't want girls. And it's arrogant, it's proud. That is why you have it today. Prime ministers are showing their partners. Presidents are showing the partners as another man. So when they say all the spouses, the wives of the president should come forward, a man comes as the spouse of the president or the prime minister. And these are all predicted. Bible says that the Antichrist shall not be like women. Yes. So the days of Lot. I don't know how I got into that. Go back. We are in Deuteronomy, please. I'm showing you, that you will be cursed, your children, the fruit of your body. I declare a blessing on every child of every person here in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
And then the fruit of thy land, whatever work you are doing, all is blessed. So, God will bless you. But you see, when you are disobedient to God, your work becomes frustrated. Yes. It affects your work. Sin affects the work you do. You would think that sin is not affecting what you do. Look at it. The fruit of your land and your cows are even affected. The flocks of your sheep. There's so much frustration. That's why the whole world is frustrated. Frustration upon frustration from America to Zimbabwe to South America to Zambia, and frustration because human beings have fallen deeper and deeper into sin. We were in Zambia, we saw copper belt. It has been there since 100 years. They've been mining copper. If you look on the map of Zambia, it's so rich that when Congo was being formed, they didn't allow Zambia to be straight. They took a part of it like this. That's the Lubumbashi side. They just took a little bit like this. That's why a lot of the maps of countries are not straight. You would have thought it should have been square. Like I said, it goes like then a part comes like this. Then like that. It's like they are taking some important parts. Yes? It affects everything. Look at how you are struggling in the world. If you think sin doesn't affect you, it affects you. Fruit of your body, your work, your flocks. Verse 19. Curses shall thou be, affects your travels. Shall thou be when thou comest in, and curses shall thou be when thou goest out. Yesterday I was traveling, I was flying. When we got on the plane, the plane started to go. We taxied. We moved. We moved and we were moving. We were going to take off. Then suddenly the plane stopped. And stopped for some time. And then after some time, they came back. They said, we cannot go. We have to do something. So they were doing and after some time they said, we have to change a path of the plane. So I was just standing there when the pilot came.
He saw me standing there. I think they were trying to explain, talk to different people. And I said, what is Paul in the plane? And he told me, he mentioned it. As soon as he said, I said, this is the part that was put on Air France when it crashed, isn't it? He said, yes, that is what was put on. When Air France sent a new plane, it went into the water straight. I said, that's the part. He said, yes, that's the part. We were moving with it. We were moving with it. We were going to fly with it. So, as for frustrations in traveling, tests going, tests coming, certain nations are named as the countries with the most dangerous roads. Even the curse you see even in Ghana, that no government is able to build a road between our two cities. Just Accra and Kumasi. No government has been able to do it for 60 years. When you even suggest, you don't even understand why they will not do it. But it reveals something about us. But it's a curse. The whole nation lives in sin and evil. And sin affects everything. It affects even traveling. Yes. In a civilized country, no road on a highway, you'll be passing each other by inches. The mirror of your car and the mirror of the other car will be touching at top speed. No. And the car shaking when you pass another car. Accra to, what is the place called? Aflao, Accra, Kumasi, Accra to Takoradi. I mean, some of the major places. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in. And put a map of Ghana there. Put a map of Ghana. I'll show you something. Put a map. Ghana. Okay. So, cursed shall thou be when thou comest in. Cursed shall thou be going out. So, traveling is a frustration. Yes. No aircrafts. No airports. No roads. You can't make a road. You can't make a train. You can't make anything. It's all sin that has led to all this. Verse 20. The Lord shall send upon thee vexing, cursing, vexation, rebuke in all that thou settest thy hand to do until thou be destroyed. Sin leads to this. That's what you will think when you sin, it doesn't lead to anything because nobody knows. But it has a mysterious way of destroying your physical, practical life. Yes. If you are not spiritual, you will not fear sin. Because you can't even link the two. You can't link sin and life. But this scripture is linking sin and life. All these scriptures are linking sin and life. Life on earth. This life on earth. He says, all that thou settest thy hand to do. That is why you must fear lies. A lie is easy to say. You must be afraid of it. Because it's one of the sins. When you are not sensitive to sin, you lack the spiritual foresight to see the connection between real life and sin. So that is why a scripture like Matthew 1:21 means nothing to you. That he shall bring forth a son. You call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. What is that? It's nothing. But it's a big thing. It's the main thing that he has come to save us from our sins. Yes. Are you with me? Yeah. So Jesus has really, really tried. Like he went to the root of everything. All the things that would change our lives and destroy us. He's come to save us from that thing which leads to all the problems. Yes. And that's what the blood of Jesus does. When he says, the blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It reaches to the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley, and washes away your sins. Which are beautiful. Beautiful. Back to Deuteronomy, please. Back to Deuteronomy. Verse 21. Now, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee. A pestilence is an epidemic. This word is an, we don't use it in English. It's a, I hear there's a pestilence in Togo. No. All we say there's an epidemic. Okay, so it's an old word. So, because you get pestilence, I think somebody's lashing you, but it's actually a medical epidemic. All right? Ebola, HIV. Yes. To cleave unto thee until he has consumed you. So all these viruses, new viruses which are going around, they are all things trying to consume you till you are off the land. All from sin. 22. Now, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and then fever. Yeah, fever. Inflammation. What is inflammation? I'm surprised that something we learn in medical school, people knew it in the days of Deuteronomy, inflammation. What are the doctors? What are the signs of inflammation? I want some science students. Dr. Ogo is here. Okay. Have you done inflammation? You've not done inflammation. Inflammation? Redness? Swelling? Pain? Warmth? Becomes warm. Inflammation. Inflammation leads to cancer often. Yes. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah. You've got a map of Ghana. Put a map on Ghana. Let's see whether we see Kumasi. I hope Kumasi is on the map. Put it up. Look at Accra and look at Kumasi. Since independence, no government has been able to join Accra to Kumasi. Since we had our own rule, no government. We have had everybody. We have had revolutions, NPP, NDC, PSP, the Big Six, Nkrumah, Rawlings, everybody. We can't link the two. Amazing. Look at the distance. You see, you would have thought that I'm talking about from Accra. You see where Accra is, maybe to Wa. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just here. That is all frustration. Anyway, back to the scripture. This map cannot help us. Extreme burning with the sword, gunshots. America is one of the countries, a lot of killing, shooting. Everybody has a gun. Blasting, mildew. Continue. Verse 23. And the heaven that is over thee, thy head, shall be brass. And the earth that is under shall be iron. Wow. Is it amazing? Yeah. So that means everything is hard. So sin makes everything hard. So thank God for your wonderful salvation, because Jesus is saving you from your sin, which is leading to all these things. Yes, I tell you, every Salvation is a wonderful thing. You say, people think salvation just, I mean, okay, your sins are, it applies to heaven. Practically here, so all the things we are experiencing, even starting from your parents and your parents' parents, there are some wayness affects the children. It says that the fruit of thy womb shall be like this. The fruit of thy womb will be like this. Continue. Verse 24. And the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder. When it's supposed to rain, it becomes powder. No blessing at all. Verse 25. Sin. This is what sin can do. And the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. So when enemies fight you, they win. But when God saves you, all these things are taken away. So you start winning. You start to win. Receive the winning strength.
I receive it.
Yeah. He said, you fall. Thou shalt go out against them in one way and flee in seven ways. And shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Wow. Verse 26. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all the fowls of the air. No man shall fray them. Verse 27. The Lord will smite thee with the botch. These are boils, swellings, the scab and the itch, scratching, all from sin. Sin leads. So those of you who are playing with sin, before you realize you are scratching somewhere, a new itch has arrived from boils, which cannot be healed, whereof thou canst not be healed. Now, does it matter if you sin after you are saved? It matters. Sin has the same effect. Sin always leads to things. So sometimes you sin, and then it starts to lead to something, and it like it's diverse effects. So after you have been saved from your sins, you must be careful not to go back into sin. That's why we are expecting some things that accompany salvation. You can't accept things in your life. Do not accept certain things as normal. Fight it and dry it. I said dry it. Don't accept it. We are in the days of Lot. We are in the days of Lot. Yes. Likewise as it was in the days of Lot.
Kalabashakaya. I receive.
Back to my Deuteronomy scriptures, please. The Lord shall smite thee with madness. Mental illness can come as a result of sin. Somebody once stole an offering from the church. He was mad by Tema. He was at Tema station. He was struck with madness. And he openly confessed. And they came to call us. He was sharing the money. He started to share the money. He went mad and started to share the money. Was it Tema Station? Tema Station. Yeah. He went mad. From when we were at Coligon. So me, I don't like church money. Other people are giving me church money to who I say, I beg you, please. Find your way to the right. I never hold money. I don't like such things. Offerings and things that belong to the church and so on. I should be holding it. Hey, before you realize you have used something that you are not supposed to use. Madness. People don't fear not paying tithes. People don't fear they don't pay tithes. You don't do this. You don't do that. Lies. You know, we are so veiled and covered up in our evil. We don't fear sin. This is the effect of sin. Look at it. Look at it on the screen. The Lord will smite you with madness. To take off your clothes and be walking, nobody can speak to you. And anybody who nobody can advise you, you have a type of madness because a madman, when we talk to him, he doesn't listen. He doesn't get the revelation. Blindness. There are, is it 28 million blind people in India? Something like that. 20 something million blind. Only blind in India only. Yes. Blindness. No. Children with taste, people without taste, you should see them. All over. I was watching recently in England, they were coming on, they were showing different blind people in England. They were saying, I want to see their child. I want to see a grown up. I want to see. Sin has brought all these evils to come and plague the human race. So when you get saved, you must fear what you've been saved from. That's why young people should marry. One of our big areas is sexual things. Young people should marry and then channel, when the energy comes, you channel it into a directional spot.
Prophesy.
Yes. They don't follow the secular world and their secular ways of marriage. Their parents know what they are doing. They just say, oh, don't bring a pregnancy when we don't need it. That's all. Do whatever you want. But we know the man comes to pick you. You come at the weekend. You come tomorrow. You say you're going to a club. We know what you're doing. Are you taking a pill? You're taking the, maybe be careful. Just use it. You are traveling with that man. Just make sure you use whatever. You know. Blindness and astonishment. This is evil surprises. Shock. You read a text. When you grow, at a point, you may like your phone, at a point, you may not like it because of the news that you see on it. You know, when I was there, I saw a message that Kamla Dumont was dead. I said, is this a stupid joke? It was one of, I remember exactly the spot I was when I saw that message. I said, no, this must be a joke. Somebody, a very bad person in Ghana is spreading jokes on this day. But it was not a joke. Yeah. Astonishment. 29. Thou shalt grope at noonday. As the blind gropeth in darkness, thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt only be oppressed and spoiled evermore. No man shall save thee. Kalama shakabaya.
I receive it.
This is the effect of sin. Look, let's go back. He says, no man shall save thee. You see, one of the things God saves you from is not having somebody to help you. No man shall save thee. You see, because in life, we all need somebody to save you. So when God forgives you for your sins, washes you, he brings you to a place where you now have like somebody who can rescue you, save you. May you have a saving, helping person in your life.
I receive.
In Jesus' name. Yes. And you shall grope at noonday. Now not prosper in thy ways. All your ways, like nothing works. Prosperity means things are working. This is the effect of sin. So for the Bible to say that he shall give birth to a son and he shall save my people from their sins, what have brought all these problems, is the sins. It's not a small verse. This Matthew 1:20. Will you remember Matthew 1:21? Try to remember this one. He said, you shall bring forth the son, you shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sin. So you actually don't even, not even saving from the devil, from what you are going to do wrong. Which nobody teaches you how to do. You just do it naturally. And Charlie, do you know something? If you have children, sometimes you wonder whether sin is not genetical. Like, is it not in the genes? Because A child can be stubborn even as a baby. Stop crying, will not stop crying. You can sense stubbornness in the child. Every stubbornness in you is expunged today in Jesus' name. Continue. Thou shalt betroth a wife, another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard and not gather the grapes. It's self-explanatory. Verse 31. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be taken, that's armed robbery, violently from before thy face, and shall not be restored unto thee. Thy sheep shall be given to thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. This is force. They are forcing themselves on you, stealing your things. And you don't have the power to stop it. If you are young, you will not know these things are real in life. Yeah. Verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There shall be no might in thine hand. What is this? These are all the effects of sin. Verse 33. And in one way or another they come. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. And thou shalt only be oppressed and crushed always. That's why we fought for independence. Because a nation that we didn't know from far came to eat all the gold. And after they left us with the remaining gold and the remaining timber, it also continued. Verse 35. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees. That's osteoarthritis of the knees. And in the legs. With a sore botch. From the sole of thy feet. That's plantar fasciitis. Unto the top of thy head. Verse 36. All these are from sin. Are you still around? So, listen. All in all, you see, when we go on, it's going on to like verse 70. Yeah. The wide-ranging effects of sin. So from today, everybody here, don't joke with sin, even lies. I know that lies are something that you've taken it as like one of the small dogs in your house. And just keep it around to bark from time to time. Deal with it. Deal with it. Jesus has come to save you from your sins. And your sins, which would have made you poor and sick and frustrated and cursed, Jesus has saved you. And you are going to walk. 1 John 5, verse 17. Check verse 17. Let's see. 1 John 5, verse 17. Yeah. All unrighteousness is sin. You see, any type of unrighteousness is a sin. All forms of not doing the right thing is a sin. Yeah. Everything is sin. Rebellion against your father is sin. No matter who your father is, and no matter what he does or has done, you have to be very careful. You are yet to be a father. And to know what is a father, what a father must do. Kaba shakayada.
I receive.
Yeah. So salvation has come. And salvation is the greatest thing. It's wonderful. Yes. Prosperity, it comes first through salvation. Yes. From our sins. And after that, you have to fight. You know why I wanted to marry? When I wanted to marry, I didn't want to sin. Yeah. Not for companionship. I was trying to prevent. If you don't fear sin, you will not do certain things. I was trying to prevent sin. And some of you, sin is like cool. You've been playing. Juggling with your sins. Play a little. But today marks the end of playing.
I receive it.
Playing games.
Yes.
With sin. Jesus has saved us from our sins. Wow. How many are afraid of sins? How many have seen that sins are wild things, Pa? Yeah. Isaiah 59. I'm closing, but look at Isaiah 59. Yeah. Look at it. Oh. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, though, that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. The sin is a wild thing. It's cutting us off. So whatever you have to do, tell somebody, whatever I have to do.
Whatever I have to do.
Yes, I must do. Amen. Amen. If you are a thief, just confess. That's why we have thieves even in the Bible school. Because you don't fear sin. Yeah. If you fear sin, you will come and say, I am a thief. Don't allow me to steal from you because it's something I've been doing. And everybody will know that you are a thief. That's your weakness. Because you don't want to do it anymore. You just say, look, I'm a thief. I've stolen many things. I don't want to do it anymore. Help me. And that will be the end. You see, we are too proud to acknowledge. The reason why some of us fornicate is because we don't accept that we are fornicators, inherent fornicators. We say we are super, whatever. Yeah. You are super Christian. You are nothing. So, today marks the end of sin in your life.
I receive it.
Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Wonderful, wonder-filled. Salvation from what? Hey! How many are afraid of sins? All, including being some way to your husband or wife. That's why when Ida sang that song, God is gonna judge you. How do you sing that part? Sing that part. God is gonna judge you.
Kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you.
People were surprised at that part of the song. God is gonna judge. Because, like, oh, why? What is wrong? What is wrong with being somewhere at home?
All
unrighteous. 1 John 5:17. All unrighteousness is sin. God is gonna judge you
for the way you be and how you treat your man. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you
because of 1 John 5:17. Oh, tell your neighbor, Charlie, I know your sin has not been mentioned today, but all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. It's affecting us. How many realize that it's affecting things? It's affecting things. You know, Kenneth Hagin, if he gets sick, then he assumes that he has sinned. Like if he gets a cold, you know that he did something this week that has brought that. That is how he was. Yes. Like if he starts to cough, no, it means he's sinned, then he starts to check what has he done. Yes. And if we are to follow that, I don't know how you will be feeling this week. Yeah.
One day he had some symptoms in his heart. He immediately knew what it was. He said, oh, this is from this. He did this. He didn't do this. That is why he's about to die. So when he fell down, he was on the floor. He confessed his sin and became well. And then he got up.
Come on. Come on.
You are free from every sin and mistake.
I receive it.
Lift your hands and thank God for salvation. Wonderful, wonder-filled salvation. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks for your blessing to us today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus today, Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be washed away. If you are here like that, raise up your right hand. Hey, your sins must be washed today. This is a chance for your sins to be washed by the blood of Jesus. If you are here like that, you want to give your life to God and you want Jesus to wash away your sins, your many sins, then lift your hands up high like mine is lifted up high and come to me in the front here. Come.
Come.
Come. Come from where you are standing. This prayer with me. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Father, forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus Christ today. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. Have mercy upon me. I am a sinner. I am a bad sinner. Have mercy on me for all my sins. I give my heart to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. My name is... Mention your name. My name is... Please write this name in the book of life today. I love you, Jesus. From today, I'm your servant. I am your follower from today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, don't go back. I'm going to give you this book. It's called It Is a Great Thing to Serve the Lord. Is it a nice book to receive? It's called It Is a Great Thing to Serve the Lord. Amen. Some of you don't have this book. You are jealous. I'll give you a present on Christmas Day. Now, when we close, all of you here, I want you to come to the side, to the corner here, okay? Look at me, all of you in front here, look. Next week, Sunday, I want you to be here. And you hear me making some other announcement. God, this is a Christmas season. Don't let the devil hold you back. This is a great time for your salvation. And look at the book I've given. All these people, they don't have, never been seen this book. They are full of jealousy, but God has favored you. Amen. So this is the opportunity to serve God. Amen. And you see, did you see the effect of sins? Are you afraid of sins? Yes. But Jesus has saved you from your sins. Amen. So God bless you. When we close, come to the side over here. And then we'll talk. If you are holding the book, you just come. All right. God bless you. Go back to your seats. Give the Lord a clap of. You may be seated. It's time. time for communion.
Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul, for I have touched that in love is garment, and his blood is dead.
Every flu, every curse be dissolved and neutralized. Every pain dissolve and disappear. Every frailness, every weakness disappear by the name of Jesus, the Savior of the world. Receive the power of God as you receive the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus. Because of sin,
thank you that this blood is the neutralizer of our sins and therefore the neutralizer of our curses. We thank you and we receive total restoration and healing for our lives through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Everyone standing. Everyone standing, please. Everybody standing. Receive your blessing. Whatever frustration has entered your life because of sin, may the blood of Jesus cleanse and wash your sin. Whatever makes you not to marry is taken away by the blood of Jesus. Whatever makes you not to be found by the blood of Jesus, it is taken away. Whatever power is working against you and against your happiness and against your joy and against your fruitfulness and against your cheerfulness, I curse that thing in Jesus' name. Whatever takes away your energy, whatever makes you discouraged and depressed, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes you cry in the night and weep when you are alone, I curse it out of your life in the name of Jesus. I command peace where there was no peace. I declare joy where there was no joy. Whatever makes you a gloomy person, a sad person, never really excited about anything, it's taken away by the blood of the Lamb. I declare good things over your life and I proclaim the blessings of the Lord. Whatever prayers you have prayed, whatever you have asked for, the Lord is answering you in this moment. I see the answers to your prayers descending from heaven. God is answering. God is choosing. God is blessing. And God is giving what you don't have. Whatever you don't have that you ask for, that you wish God would do for you, receive it now from above, for He's doing it for you in the name of Jesus. In these remaining 2 weeks of your 7 wonder-filled, wonderful weeks of blessings, may whatever has not come yet into your hand be directed into your hand in these 2 weeks. In the name of Jesus, may the year 2017 end in grand style for you. May you be made happy by Jesus. May you be made happy by the Lord. Your long-standing source of unhappiness, I say it again, your long-standing source of unhappiness, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. As the prophet Samuel said, the Lord forbid that I should not pray for you. Therefore, I lift my hand and I pray for all those that are under the sound of my ears, yes, and under my authority and people that have been given to me. I pray for you. Father, I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray for your children, Lord. Stretch out your hand of mercy. Send good things from heaven above. Give us what we don't even know that we need, Lord. Give us what we want, what you want for us, Lord. Bless your children, Lord. Take away the lack of joy. Ah, the
the lack of breakthrough. Take away poverty, Lord. Take away the lack of all things. Take away, oh God, the difficulty. And release your blessing and your angels upon your children. Let fire come and consume the enemies of the saints. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever stands as an obstacle between us, Father, and you. Whatever fallen angel or evil spirit or evil power is blocking the answers to our prayer. We bind that fallen angel in the name of Jesus. And we say that blessings shall descend from heavens above into our lives. As our prayers ascend, the blessings come down. Thank you, Father, for you have heard these prayers. And indeed, we have seen 7 wonderful, wonder-filled weeks of blessings and breakthroughs from your hand. And we thank you that as we gear up for 2018, Ha Shalaba, whatever couldn't happen in 2017, we thank you, your hand will give it to us in 2018. We give you praise and we give you thanks. I want to thank you, Lord, for 77 weddings that are taking place on this congregation very soon. I give you praise and I give you thanks. No one shall be called ugly in this congregation. No one shall be called unchoosable in this congregation. Thank you for your blessing, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.